Jamal Yogis went hunting for the roots to his fears. The man in our next story found a way to up the happiness in his life, and it turns out he had the solution inside him all along. KALW's Brooke Welty encountered him as part of her kindness project, in which she traveled the country interviewing random people about their experiences receiving kindness from others. She spoke with women at a rehab center in Birmingham, Alabama, and with a blues singer in Memphis.
That's what I realized, how much they had grown, and I mean, I didn't even recognize them. And that's when I realized that I wanted more. I wanted to be a mom again, a good mom, a real mom.
Yet I live in New York, and it's there. That same kindness is in every place. It's a different type of seasoning.
A diner owner in Branson, Missouri.
There's a lot of good people out there yet. We hear about all the bad.
And an ex-Marine in Steamboat, Colorado.
He put the doc's life and the life of his men at a higher status than his own.
And at the Alamany Flea Market here in San Francisco, she met Ali Benazir, who told her about his secret key to kindness.
So I'm relatively new here, and so I talk to people. I say hi. It's like, hi, I'm new to the neighborhood. I sit down with random people. I talk to random people. And, you know, people buy me drinks out of nowhere. I'm like, oh, that's interesting, right? Yeah, it's kind of that, I think whenever you have that tourist mentality, when you have that traveler mentality, then more friendliness comes towards you.
Ali Benazir first learned this when he was traveling at age 17. He had spent a few days in Montreal and was coming back to his school in Cambridge, Massachusetts, when the bus dropped him off far from his campus and far from the T, Boston's main transit system.
It stops like 30 miles outside of Boston, the city called Woburn, or Woburn, as they say in Boston. So now it's around 10:30 p.m. I'm in Woburn. I've got these huge bags I don't know what to do with, and I'm running around trying to look for a T station, but there is no T station in Woburn. So finally, out of sheer desperation, I knock on a door where the light was still on. It's already pretty late at night, it's Sunday night, and this nice lady comes out, and she says, what can I do for you? And I say, hey, where is this mythical, legendary commuter rail station so I can get back home? And she's like, oh, you're lost. I'm like, yeah. So, and she looks at my bag and says, let me give you a ride. So she packs my stuff into the back of her station wagon, you know, drives me, you know, the 5-minute drive to the commuter rail station, which I would have never otherwise found. I catch the last commuter rail coming into Boston, and I make it home safe and sound around midnight. All because of the kindness of the lady. It was totally unexpected. I was like, holy cow, that's very nice. I think whenever you open yourself to being helped, then that kind of thing has a space to happen.
Since that night, Ali has tried to practice this kind of openness in his regular life instead of saving it for when he's in a foreign place.
So is that going to be one of your goals living in San Francisco, to kind of keep that tourist mentality so that you keep this up?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, Brooke, because I've decided that I'm going to be a tourist here forever.
And in a way, I feel like I've decided to do that too.